And speaking of things crashing into the earth, for question of the week, Tom O'Hanlon has been investigating this query from Faye.
I heard that due to an asteroid, a giant crater was formed 66 million years ago, and the debris wiped out the dinosaurs. I have also been told that birds are dinosaurs. So, how did the birds survive?
Faye's quite right. Although your roast chicken might not look particularly dino-esque, scientists are agreed that birds are direct descendants of a group of small feathered dinosaurs. So what about this asteroid? What actually happened? I asked David Norman from the University of Cambridge.
The overwhelming evidence suggests that there was a massive meteorite impact at around about 66 million years ago. And the explosion creating a huge set of environmental problems, in a sense. Lots of water vapour, lots of chemicals introduced into the atmosphere, completely messing up our ecosystems. The equivalent, I suppose, in terms of modern theorising, is a nuclear winter. It's as though there was a nuclear holocaust, and it's sort of almost destroying life on Earth, but not quite.
Given that we're still around today, some things clearly made it through. So was there a pattern to who lived and who died?
Certainly on land, anything over a metre in body length probably went extinct. It may be something to do with the biological nature of small organisms. Most of the big ones are, you could say, top of the food chain, and perhaps more specialist and most susceptible to environmental disturbance. That's certainly the pattern we see in ecology today. The things that have most chance to survive are the scavengers, the small, fast-reproducing sorts of organisms. And in a way, the lizards, the snakes, the small crocodiles, the small mammals that were our ancestors, and various other little organisms seem to have got through because they were the most resilient to environmental disturbance. The little, insulated, feathered, bird-like dinosaurs also got through. And therefore, the dinosaurs did survive the extinction, but they survived because they were small bird-like creatures rather than big, scary dinosaurs.
Which I suppose we're fairly grateful for today.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Although, you know, some of us would actually quite like to see a dinosaur in the flesh at full size. The nearest we'll ever get to it is something like an emu or an ostrich or a rhea. Their feet, especially with something like a rhea, have those three classic talon toes, which look very, very reptilian and actually, you know, wouldn't be so far different, except in scale, from something like the feet of a dinosaur, like T-Rex.
There you go, Faye. I hope that managed to meet your expectations. Next week, we'll be looking at David's question.
If we put a mirror 500,000 light years away and reflected Earth, could we see what Earth looked like 1 million years ago?
Well, you've now got a week to reflect on that, and we'll be back with the answer, including your suggestions, which you can send to me, to chris@nakedscientist.com, or to our Facebook page in the meantime.